This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Coldplay with In My Place. It is 5:43. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn, and we are joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep In View. So COVID-19 vaccines have, of course, been the main focus really for everyone, with countries racing to increase their immunization rates. And now a local shop has actually created handmade paper vaccines so that spirits in the afterlife can also be part of the process. Danya, tell us more.
Yes, yeah, so this is being done by a shop in Johor, and shop owner Raymond Chia said the idea came to him after, you know, like so many of us, he's read so many heartbreaking stories of people who lost their loved ones before they had a chance to be inoculated. And he said, you know, some of his customers also encouraged him to produce paper vaccines because they wanted to give the items of offerings to deceased individuals as well as wandering spirits for the Hungry Ghost Festival. And Raymond said it initially took him 2 days to make one set of what he calls the Hell COVID vaccine. And this includes a large syringe and vaccine bottle. And when he shared the finished product on his Facebook page recently, you know, the response has generally been positive, and he sort of received a lot of orders from customers both in and outside of Johor. So the vaccines are made from Joss paper and other paper materials and will be burnt alongside Hell banknotes in the hopes that those in the afterlife will receive them. And each set costs about 30 ringgit and can be customized according to the customer's preference. I don't know, maybe they can choose the brand of vaccines that they want or something. But Raymond hopes that the product can provide some peace of mind to his customers and can help them fulfill their loved ones' wishes.
It's so fascinating because it used to be, you know, the latest cars or the hottest tech, and now we're seeing vaccines entering the picture. But, you know, I think even with or without the pandemic, it's inevitable that businesses will evolve. Businesses involved with traditional practices would have to adjust to ongoing trends, right, to meet customer demands. And this is just one of them.
That's right. And, you know, going back to the shop in Johor, Raymond has said that he tries to update his product designs according to what is popular, you know, what is the ongoing event at the time, so that customers don't get bored by the typical prayer items, especially because he has to compete with so many other shops in the same area. And this is not just something in Malaysia. We're also seeing this in other countries as well. And, you know, last year in Singapore, we saw Joss paper face masks on sale for the Hungry Ghost Festival, with each mask selling for 30 ringgit each. In Hong Kong, a 45-year-old said that, you know, paper offerings are often perceived as taboo and old-fashioned, so he wants to destigmatize it. So he's made things like a stormtrooper helmet, a Darth Vader helmet, electric guitars, and even a charcoal burger with shrimp. And he has pointed out that he has also received similar requests from customers to make face masks out of Joss paper, but he has declined because he does not think that viruses exist in the afterlife.
That is just fascinating, especially when you think about what people think would be useful in the afterlife. Let us know, what is the most interesting offering you've seen when it comes to the Hungry Ghost Festival? And in general, what's your take on modernizing these things, modernizing cultural traditions? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep In View. And just to call your attention to something we have coming up. Are you worried about your children's education? Are you considering opting them out of the government school system? BFM, together with G25 Malaysia and EduNity Foundation, are trying to seek solutions to this fundamental issue that all parents care about, which is the education of our children. Join us for a live discussion. Have your say on our webinar, Malaysia's Education Challenge, Seeking Solutions. It's happening this Thursday, 26th of August at 6 p.m. Find out more on our BFM Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.